The following is an article by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Testosterone Replacement Therapy with Testosterone Cypionate. What is testosterone, and why is it important? Testosterone is the primary androgen associated with male physical enhancement. Don't let this fool you, though. Testosterone plays a crucial role in both male and female health. It's just that testosterone is produced in much higher quantities in the male body, just as estrogen is produced at higher rates by the female body. Testosterone is secreted by the testes and adrenal glands in males, and the ovaries and adrenal glands in females. Testosterone, the formula for manhood. Testosterone is literally the magic formula which creates a man. Without testosterone, males develop androgynously, and actually develop some feminine characteristics both as a result of the dominance of estrogen in lieu of testosterone, as well as because of the development of base female characteristics that are the result of sex hormone neutral processes in the human body. Upon puberty, increased testosterone levels influence numerous changes in the body. Testosterone creates the masculine voice associated with adulthood, as well as the vociferous libido associated with the teens and twenties. Testosterone also causes changes to occur in an individual's personality, increasing the appearance of dominant traits such as assertiveness, aggression, and competitiveness, while also serving as a natural antidepressant, which helps men retain their confidence in the wake of uncertainty. Testosterone encourages the increased physical development of the muscles as well. Testosterone is a natural steroid which bolsters the development of muscle tissue, helping the muscles utilize nitrogen more efficiently in order to foster muscle development. Increased muscle tone and size also helps burn additional fat, and testosterone contributes to increased metabolism, which helps keep men lean, fit, and trim. The problem with testosterone is that eventually it starts to go away. Testosterone levels max out during the teens and 20s and then plateau and decline in the late 20s and early 30s. Testosterone deficiency contributes to declines in nearly every aspect of male development, which maintains a man in peak condition. The muscles slowly begin to lose their mass, and metabolism slows to a crawl. When metabolism slows, this causes the body to start storing more and more fat, greatly increasing the risk of obesity. Men also start to lose their touch in the bedroom, and if their deficiency becomes too severe, they may not even be able to get it up. What can I do to reverse testosterone deficiency? There are a number of different treatment options available which can restore normal and healthy testosterone levels. Testosterone creams. Testosterone gels and creams are topical medications which are applied daily in order to increase testosterone levels in the bloodstream. These are easy to use, but you must apply them daily. Testosterone sprays. Testosterone aerosol sprays are the newest form of testosterone replacement therapy. Generally, these treatments are applied to the armpit on a daily basis. These treatments are also generally applied once a day. Testosterone injections. Testosterone shots are the oldest standby in relation to low T treatment. All of the most effective testosterone injections are administered intramuscularly, meaning that they are delivered to the body by injecting the medication directly into muscle tissue. Unlike testosterone sprays and creams, the most common testosterone injections only require weekly or biweekly T shots. Testosterone patches. This is a relatively new form of treatment related to testosterone creams. In this form of testosterone administration, an adhesive patch is placed on the body, usually on the upper arm, which delivers a slow and constant supply of testosterone over a predetermined amount of time. Testosterone dermal implants. This is a testosterone surgical implant which places beads of testosterone just below the skin. These beads degrade slowly over time, releasing the testosterone contained within them to the body over an extended period of weeks and even months. Testosterone injection information. Although there are multiple means of administering testosterone hormone injection treatments, the remainder of this article will be written in regard to testosterone cypionate and the similarities and differences among other forms of testosterone injection. The goal of this article is to outline the benefits of testosterone cypionate and how this form of testosterone compares to other forms of testosterone hormone therapy. Testosterone esters explained. In the United States, there are two dominant forms of testosterone injection, testosterone cypionate and testosterone enanthate. Both testosterone enanthate and cypionate are medicinal compounds known as esters. A large portion of testosterone medications available in the United States are ester formulations. An ester is any molecular compound which is the result of a reaction which combines an alcohol and a carboxylic acid. The process of esterization is important in order to produce a medically effective testosterone treatment, because testosterone is not naturally soluble in oil, although it is soluble in water. Ester compounds allow the testosterone treatment to remain in the body for a longer period of time, and ester compounds also break down slowly, releasing a very small amount of alcohol, while also releasing a potent dose of testosterone over time. Many testosterone injections are designed to be injected on either a weekly or biweekly basis, whereas other testosterone shots are delivered multiple times per week. By attaching testosterone to an ester compound, this allows the testosterone to slowly be released into its active form over the course of multiple days, which reduces the need for frequent treatment while providing a steady inflow of free testosterone for the body to utilize as it sees fit. Esters deliver slow and steady testosterone. These forms of low-T treatment release testosterone at a rate slow enough to prevent overdose when used appropriately, while also supplying a medicinal dose of the vital male hormone. If testosterone is delivered directly into the bloodstream via saline injection, then the testosterone is rapidly consumed by the body, vastly diminishing the potential benefits. Testosterone enanthate and cypionate should only be injected directly into muscle tissue via intramuscular injection, because oil compounds are dangerous when injected into the bloodstream and can cause a number of different medical complications, as oil bubbles can cause blockages throughout the cardiovascular system. Aquaviron water-based testosterone treatment. There is a form of testosterone that is directly injected into the body in a water-based solution, which is known as Aquaviron. Testosterone delivered in this manner is active only for a brief number of hours before it is processed by the body or evacuated. Water-soluble versus fat-soluble. Aquaviron is not as useful for testosterone hormone injection therapy because the human body has the capacity to store oil-based compounds, but has no means to store compounds which are water-soluble. This is why high levels of vitamin A consumption can be very dangerous, but it takes incredibly high doses of vitamin C to cause anything more than minor issues. Vitamin A is a fat-soluble vitamin and is stored in our fat cells. This means that the body can easily store inappropriate levels of an otherwise necessary and vital nutrient. There have even been cases of people getting very ill from vitamin A overdose. Vitamin C, on the other hand, flows freely through the body, and after a short period of time, vitamin C that the body has available but doesn't need is released from the body in the process of evacuation. Testosterone ester compounds. Testosterone is developed into a medicinal compound via a number of different ester formulas. In addition to the two most common forms of testosterone injections, testosterone enanthate and cypionate, other forms of testosterone injection include testosterone acetate. This form of testosterone injection is delivered on a daily basis or every other day. The half-life of acetate testosterone is about 3 days. This means that injections are administered every 1 to 2 days generally. Most acetate treatments deliver medication to the body relatively quickly. Sermorelin acetate also utilizes this ester, and daily injections are required for sermorelin therapy. Testosterone acetate has a very low risk of water retention. Individuals that utilize this form of testosterone also claim that it is arguably the most painless form of testosterone injection. Testosterone propionate. This type of testosterone functions in the body in a similar manner as testosterone acetate. Propionate testosterone has a slightly longer active life, generally between 4 and 5 days. Injections are taken about every 2 to 3 days. Many testosterone formulations contain both testosterone propionate and acetate acting as a unit. Testosterone propionate is often chosen because it produces a limited amount of water retention as well. Some individuals that utilize testosterone propionate claim that it has a higher risk of injection site irritation than testosterone acetate or other forms of testosterone replacement therapy. Testosterone phenylpropionate. This form of testosterone is an intermediary form which stays in the body longer than testosterone acetate and propionate, but leaves the body quicker than testosterone enanthate and cypionate. Individuals that utilize this therapy claim that it is much less painful than propionate testosterone while acting much longer than testosterone acetate. Testosterone phenylpropionate injections are generally administered 2 to 3 times a week to maximize benefits and results. This form of testosterone also produces few negative issues due to its frequent and relatively low-dose administration. But this is generally only a concern for individuals that abuse the drug for performance enhancement or bodybuilding. Because testosterone cypionate and enanthate are administered in therapeutic and restorative doses to patients with low testosterone, rather than high doses intended for extracurricular physiological enhancement. The higher doses associated with the abuse of testosterone can produce certain side effects, but testosterone hormone replacement therapy has minimal risk of side effects, making the longer-acting forms of the hormone both safe and incredibly effective. Testosterone isocaproate. This form of testosterone is different than the types listed above because it has a much longer half-life. This form of testosterone is generally injected only once per week to maintain effectiveness over time. This testosterone ester shares many characteristics with testosterone enanthate. Although they are similar, only a couple of testosterone formulations contain this form of testosterone, making it rare in comparison. Testosterone decanoate. This form of testosterone is another that has a relatively long half-life, only needing to be administered once per week. Generally, this form of testosterone is used in combination with other forms of testosterone in order to promote a constant level of testosterone release during the week. Testosterone decanoate releases testosterone at a rate which rises and falls significantly through the course of therapy, which is why it is often partnered with other forms. Testosterone undecanoate. This form of testosterone has the longest half-life of any form of testosterone hormone replacement therapy, at 16.5 days. As a result, injections are only required once every 2 weeks, or slightly longer. Some individuals only inject undecanoate testosterone once every 3 weeks. Because of this extended half-life, it can take a bit of trial and error to provide the perfect dose for hormone replacement therapy, which is why testosterone enanthate and cypionate tend to be used more often. Testosterone cypionate versus testosterone enanthate. Both of these forms of testosterone are very similar. Both of these kinds of testosterone injection deliver their dose over the course of a period of 10 to 14 days. One primary difference is largely anecdotal. Many people who use testosterone for bodybuilding stand by testosterone cypionate, claiming that it provides a greater benefit during workout sessions. Although testosterone for performance enhancement is illegal, it can be beneficial to listen to the opinions of these people, as they are very experienced with the hormone injections. Another difference is that testosterone cypionate is administered within a cottonseed oil suspension, whereas testosterone enanthate is delivered via a sesame oil suspension. If you have a particular allergy to either of these compounds, your choice should be easy. Testosterone cypionate is an ester compound that contains 8 carbons, whereas testosterone enanthate contains 7 carbons. The number of carbons in an ester directly correlates with the half-life of the testosterone treatment, meaning that testosterone cypionate takes slightly longer to fully release into the system, while testosterone enanthate provides slightly more testosterone per milligram of solution. A major difference between the two testosterone compounds is availability. Testosterone cypionate is the most widely available form of injectable testosterone in the United States, but is much less common globally. Testosterone enanthate is the most common form of testosterone internationally, but is less widespread in the United States. Both forms of testosterone shot are excellent sources for testosterone for low T. If you are more concerned with your physical appearance, testosterone cypionate may be slightly more desirable to you. But if you are cost-conscious, you may prefer to go for testosterone enanthate. This form of testosterone is slightly cheaper, about $10 per bottle. General benefits of testosterone injections versus other forms of testosterone therapy. If you are over the age of 30, testosterone cypionate or another form of testosterone injection may be right for you. Testosterone cypionate represents a set-it-and-forget-it philosophy regarding testosterone androgen replacement therapy. Although the initial injection may take a bit longer than other forms of therapy after you administer your testosterone shot, you can go about your life as normal for the rest of the week, not having to worry about remembering to apply a cream or spray every day of the week. Also, if you have family, testosterone injections such as testosterone cypionate may be the most appropriate option for you because testosterone gels, patches, and sprays are very potent and absorb into the body on contact. This means that you have to be very careful not to expose family members to testosterone that they come in contact either by accidental handling the medication or touching the area of the body which you applied the medication before it totally absorbs into the body. Testosterone injections are also generally the most affordable form of testosterone. Although the price of each individual compound may vary, testosterone cypionate and enanthate are priced in a manner which appeals to patients due to the level of effectiveness in comparison to the value. Although other forms of testosterone offer their own distinct advantages, testosterone injections remain the cheapest and most trusted means of testosterone administration. If you are nervous about needles, you may prefer to choose another form of testosterone over testosterone injections. Although testosterone cypionate injections are relatively painless, many people prefer the ease of use offered by other forms of testosterone treatment. Unlike HGH replacement therapy or semaglutide acetate therapy, you have a number of choices regarding testosterone HRT which cater to your particular needs. Testosterone deficiency signs and symptoms. If you are experiencing any of the following symptoms, we encourage you to think long and hard about what testosterone replacement therapy can do for you. Low libido, leading to an unsatisfying sex life. Trouble maintaining an erection, leaving you unable to perform at an appropriate level. Fertility issues such as low sperm count, inability to ejaculate, or low fluid levels. Mild depression in combination with other factors. Mild to moderate anxiety that has increased as a factor of age. Decreased muscle tone and size, even though you have not changed your activity level. Inability to develop muscle efficiently in spite of the fact that you are working out more often. Increased abdominal fat without changes in lifestyle or activity level. High levels of fatigue which leave you drained and exhausted. Decreased energy which causes you to experience reduced exercise capacity. If you are suffering from any of the above symptoms as a result of aging, you may be experiencing the effects of testosterone deficiency. If so, you would likely benefit greatly from testosterone replacement therapy. If you suffer from low T or any other form of hormone deficiency, such as HGH deficiency, the Conscious Evolution Institute is your source for quality hormone replacement therapy treatments and medications. The goal of the Conscious Evolution Institute is to utilize state-of-the-art medical treatments in combination with highly proactive health and nutrient regimens in order to provide the greatest possible benefit for our patients. If you believe that our products and our methods can benefit you as a person, we encourage you to give us a call. This audio program was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you'd like to learn more, we encourage you to visit hgh.tv or call us today. Thank you.